This week marks the 50th anniversary of the television show that was the re-coronation of Elvis Presley as the King of Rock and Roll.
You're looking for trouble? You came to the right place. Looking for trouble? Just look right in my face.
It was called Singer, as in the sewing company. Singer presents Elvis. It became known, though, as the 68 Comeback Special.
My daddy was a green-eyed man to judge me for a beaver. My middle name is Misery.
Let's set the scene. In 1968, Elvis was far removed from being the king of rock and roll. He wasn't even a lowly prince. 8 years of cheesy Hollywood movies had seen to that. It seems unthinkable now, but one day during rehearsals that year, he and the guys in the studio took a break standing out on Sunset Boulevard in Hollywood, and people just strolled right past him. Elvis hadn't been on TV in 8 years or on stage in seven. He seemed irrelevant, so he was petrified of being televised coast to coast, sitting on the little square soundstage in Memphis with a few of his old bandmates. His manager, Colonel Tom Parker, had wanted the show to be an hour of Christmas songs, but the producer, Steve Binder, had a different idea. He wanted to spotlight the real Elvis. Elvis did, too.
Rock and roll music is basically gospel or rhythm and blues.
Elvis may have been uncomfortable ad-libbing with the audience, but he was supremely comfortable singing his favorite music, gospel.
I used to lie. I used to cheat. I used to lie, cheat, step on people's feet. I used to lie, and cheat, and step on people's feet. But now I'm stepping on the glory. Salvation is my beat.
The 68 Comeback Special was NBC's highest-rated show of the year. 42% of TV watchers watched Elvis. That night, 50 years ago this week, he returned to his throne by returning to his roots. Gospel, a little country, a lot of blues, and a nod to Christmas.
My favorite Christmas song of all the ones I've recorded.
I'll have a blue Christmas without.